Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Russia says four of its troops in Syria have been killed by militants. The fighting took place in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor. Risto Pyka reports.
The defence ministry in Moscow said the fighting broke out after the rebels attacked a government artillery unit. Two of the Russians are said to have died immediately and the other two later in a military hospital. But the figures have been disputed by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. It says nine Russians were killed in the attack, as were 26 government troops. The group said the attacks had been carried out by Islamic State fighters who are known to be active in the area. The Russians said their forces had killed more than 40 militants.
The General Secretary of Germany's main governing party has accused the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, of representing a threat to Jewish life in the country. The Christian Democrat, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, told the Bild newspaper that the AfD was imbued with anti-Semitism. Danny Eberhard reports.
Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer pulls no punches. She accuses what she calls Pied Pipers within the AfD of going through Germany promising to protect Jewish life, while neo-Nazis and right-wing populists within the party are bringing anti-Semitism into legislatures. It's not her only focus. She also accuses left-wingers of anti-Semitism under the guise of anti-Israel boycotts and mosques of preaching hatred of Jews. The AfD, which has gained support among some previously Christian Democrat voters, denies anti-Semitism.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has told the South Korean president Moon Jae-in that he's committed to holding a summit with President Trump. Mr. Moon said the North Korean leader wanted to denuclearise the peninsula, but was worried about the security of his government. However, when asked if Mr. Kim was committed to giving away all his nuclear weapons, Mr. Moon said the US and North Korea should engage in talks to confirm their intentions.
We have agreed that the 12th of June summit should be held successfully, and that our journey for the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization and a perpetual peace system should not be halted. I have told Chairman Kim that if he puts into practice a complete denuclearization, President Trump is willing for economic cooperation and ending hostile relations.
World News from the BBC.